somebody.
Yeah,
they're tickling there.
Good morning, I'm Mitch Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The head of Toyota's U.S. operation says he's sorry for how the company has handled the sudden acceleration problems plaguing some of his cars. James Lentz will make his apology directly to a House panel today. Michigan Congressman John Dingell says lawmakers have many key questions
to find out whether the consumers were adequately protected, whether the vehicles were safe, whether the regulations are being properly written and enforced, and to find out what changes have to be made to assure that the American motoring public is safe.
I'm Dan Levine in Washington. Today's witnesses include the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, likely to defend federal safety regulators as members of Congress wonder if they kept a close enough eye on Toyota. Also, the president of Toyota Motor Sales USA will be questioned. Tomorrow, the international president, Akio Toyoda, after traveling from Japan, will testify to another House committee. He says his company has been humbled by having to do recalls and now will set a new standard for openness and speedy response to safety issues.
Rhonda Smith will tell her story to Congress. She was driving her Toyota-built Lexus in 2007 when the car accelerated without warning.
I want them to realize that something should have been done, which is I tried to get that across to them before, 4 years ago.
CBS News says Linda Toyota began 5 years ago to redesign software after complaints its cars were accelerating unexpectedly, while publicly insisting to investigators that electronics were not to blame. At least one Toyota ranks among the best rated by consumers union. CBS News correspondent John Archie in Washington with the results.
After many miles on the test track and real roads, editors of Consumer Reports have their annual new car ratings ready.
The Nissan Altima is our top pick in family sedans.
David Champion is director of the magazine's Auto Test Center.
In small SUVs, it's the Subaru Forester. A comfortable ride, good fuel economy.
How about for fun?
Our favorite sporty car is the new Volkswagen Golf GTI. Really nice handling, blistering performance.
The best values, the Honda Fit and Toyota Prius.
John Hershey, CBS News, Washington. Now, there may not be much bipartisan spirit in Washington these days, but there was enough to end an attempt by the GOP to filibuster a jobs bill to death in the Senate. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, five Republicans, including new Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, ignored their leader.